relax your shoulders, lift your chin, and walk with a relaxed and confident gait. Concentrate on your body, on each step, allowing your awareness to increase. Keep breathing slowly, but still deeply, turning your mind inwards, becoming curious and introspective. More and more relaxed, happy, suggestible, but still maintaining your awareness. In this walking meditation, we'll concentrate on means, those units of cultural transmission. You'll learn to recognize them, to see them, to better understand their replication and their growth. You'll find means out in your world, then extract them and introspect upon them. Letting your neurons grow, forming representations, modeling and understanding the memes in your world. Start by paying attention to your perceptions, your senses, deeply and attentively. Let your mind focus on the details, the shapes, the colors, the textures, the sounds and smells as you walk. Enjoy the act of perception, your awareness of your world, that focusing of your awareness. Be one with the moment, with your environment. Just enjoy being in your world. Now find an object. Take your time, but pick out a thing as soon as you pass it. Don't be afraid to stop to look at it, to let the object soak into your mind. Just pick one right now. Examine your perception of that object, your impressions of it, the shape that it casts on your retina, the way the shadows fall over it, any noise that it makes, the way it might feel to the touch. As you walk on, think of your internal model of that object, its representation in your mind. Remember the way it looks, the way light reflected from its surface, its textures and its form. Think of how it would act if you handled it, how it would feel to touch, to manipulate and to bend. Think of the way it feels as you mentally run your fingers around it, as you heft it, as you weigh it. Imagine the object's history, how it was formed or made, all the ingredients which make it up, its parts and its construction, the way they fit together, the very elements that it's made from. See them interacting, see even the atoms which make it up, vibrating and shaking, glowing with energy. And then consider the memes associated with that object, its social meaning. Is it considered useful, natural, good, bad? What connections does it fire in your mind? Think of how it was made, why it is where it is, what motivated all the people involved. Think of why they did what they did, how they learned to do it, who it is that they were copying, who told them to do it. Think of that social network, the network that encouraged them, the reasons that that network acts the way it does. Now switch to the selfish meme view. Think of the world from the viewpoint of that meme, wanting nothing but to become more numerous. What makes these memes more productive, more efficient? What makes them better replicators? Think how the human mind operates, its functions, how they influence which memes might prevail. Is this meme just pithy? Is it more beautiful than it is useful? Is it just considered right because everyone else thinks it's right? Which of these memes are genuinely useful? Which might be found detrimental? Consider their usefulness. How are these things correlated? Are the patterns? How does a meme's replication relate to its usefulness, to its truth? Let these thoughts play in your mind, building neural connections, shaping your brain as you continue with your day.